Our next three stories all have a food theme. First, we will hear about the expanding activities of Café Britannia, based at Norwich Prison. Next comes another social enterprise, Bicycle Links, who are also setting up a new café. And then we will hear about the positive health benefits of blueberries, as revealed by UEA researchers.
Serving prisoners and former offenders will soon be serving breakfast, lunch and tea at a Norwich café, thanks to an expanding social enterprise. The team behind Café Britannia at Norwich Prison, which is run with help from low-risk prisoners, have taken on the Guildhall in the city centre, saving 17 jobs. As part of the expansion, Kayleigh's Café will be rebranded as Café Britannia in the city, and female prisoners and ex-offenders will join current staff working there. The project is being led by Café Britannia Chief Executive Davina Tanner, who said she had big plans for the Grade 2 listed building. The goal would have to be the café at the Guildhall looking better than it does now by the middle of March, said Ms. Tanner, former General Manager of Into Chapelfield. Since the lease was signed in November, serving prisoners have already begun overnight redecorating work, and Ms. Tanner said she planned to eventually open up much of the building to visitors. It follows on from the success of the café at Norwich Prison, which provides work experience and jobs to 16 serving male prisoners and several others who have stayed on following their release. Ms. Tanner said turnover reached £720,000 last year and predicted an £825,000 figure this year. Norwich City Council leader Alan Waters said they will be continuing their valuable work in the heart of the city in a flagship heritage building, allowing those who work there to gain new skills and become equipped for future employment.
The Norwich City social enterprise is peddling its way to expansion with the development of a new café to boost its commercial interests. Bicycle Links will open Café 135 on February the 15th, extending the use of its base on King Street. The Community Interest Company was set up in 2012 to refurbish unwanted and abandoned second-hand bikes, with an aim to getting Norwich cycling, but soon grew to include a hire service, bike shop and repair facility. When the company moved into the premises on King Street a year ago, the shop front was bricked up, but renovation works have seen the glass frontage reinstalled. Over the past 4 years, the company has taken in almost 2,000 bicycles, working with volunteers to refurbish them, and has completed about 10 funded projects. The company, which employs 4 people, runs a number of workshops, training sessions and community projects throughout the year, and commercially, the team repairs more than 20 bikes a week. As the company moves towards completion of the café, they have announced they will be partnering with cycle delivery company Outspoken Delivery, which offers a low-impact delivery service for businesses. From February the 1st, Bicycle Links will host 3 of the company's specialist cargo bikes, which will be available to hire when they are not in use for deliveries.
They have already been hailed for their multiple health benefits, but now researchers at the University of East Anglia claim to have identified another perk of the humble blueberry. The scientists believe the fruit could hold the key to reducing the risk of developing erectile dysfunction. A new study found that eating foods such as blueberries, which are rich in flavonoids, molecules found in various fruit and vegetables, is associated with a reduced risk of the problem, with the greatest benefit in those under 70. And it also claims that drinking red wine could help sufferers. Lead researcher Professor Eden Cassidy from UEA said, "We already knew that the intake of certain foods high in flavonoids may reduce the risk of conditions including diabetes and cardiovascular disease. But this is the first study to look at the association between flavonoids and erectile dysfunction, which affects up to half of all middle-aged and older men. It is already known that increased exercise can improve erectile function, but this research shows that eating a flavonoid-rich diet is as good for tackling the problem as briskly walking for up to 5 hours a week. Of all the different flavonoids, anthocyanins found in blueberries, cherries, blackberries, radishes and blackcurrant, flavonones and flavones found in citrus fruits were found to offer the greatest benefits in preventing the condition.